I want to talk a little bit about Senator Marco Rubio, and of course, along with the Senate Gang of Eight, he's been credited with moving comprehensive immigration reform through the Senate, and now that's in the House of Representatives. Lou, I want to ask you, Marco Rubio has fallen behind Rand Paul, Jeb Bush, Chris Christie and others in a recent primary poll by Public Policy Polling for the 2016 Republican primary. Still a long way off, I know, but do you think this is because of his stance on immigration?
Yeah, no question about it. He knowingly took that hit. He looked at the deal. He's got the health care issue, which is really good. The Conservatives are very happy with that. He's got immigration. People looked at him to do something and try and move it. He did that. He tried to move it. There's still an outside chance that the House will pick out a couple things in the Senate bill and pass it. I don't think it's a permanent kind of one. And it also showed that he's got a lot of guts. He isn't afraid to take on something he believes in. But it also shows he is not stupid politically, Dick, because he took that hit and immediately shifted over to the health care issue, where everybody said, hurrah, he's a real conservative.
Yeah. Keep in mind that Rubio won with the backing of the Tea Party, which I think had more strength then than it does now. And a lot of them are still upset with him, however many there are, are still upset with him on the immigration issue. But he did join up with the Gang of Eight, half of them Democrats, half Republicans. They passed a bill in the Senate. The House is going to probably fail to act unless they just have remnants of it passed. So, but as Lou said, then he quickly zigzagged, and now he's out there. We need to kill Obamacare. We need to kill it now. It's the only chance to kill it. And by the way, I'm going to be the leader on the abortion issue. 20-week term, outlaw abortion, just like Texas and other states have done. He's leading the effort there. So he's very good about, you know, kind of deflecting on one issue going to another. But he's basically moved, still in the right column, if you might look at that, not in the left column, but in the right column on all those issues. So he's still holding his ground, I think.
Do you see the Tea Party having much kind of influence over what happens in the Republican primary in a couple years' time?
It's really practically a congressional district by congressional district look at. It's not an overall thing. I think they've lost some of their clout, but there are still some areas where if you're not a Tea Party nominee, you're not going to get it.
Well, let me just ask again, Lou, just back to the issue of immigration reform. Do you think the Senate and House will be able to agree on some form of reform?
No, I don't think they can. They can maybe take out some areas like the Homeland Security issue, so forth. I don't think they can move much past that.
Well, let's bring it back to Florida politics now. For a couple months, Florida Republicans have been running a media campaign against the likely but not yet announced gubernatorial candidate Charlie Crist. And the campaign called This Day in Christery reminds Democrats just how much the former governor liked to tout his conservatism and how much Democrats used to dislike that. Lou Fry, I want to ask you, does this show the Republicans are expecting a fight if and when Charlie Crist announces his candidacy?
Well, there was a congressman around here who used the same principle, search for the weakest candidate and beat and have him win the primary. To a certain extent, I think the Republicans are testing that particular ability or campaign strategy in that with Charlie. And I'm really interested to see what's going to happen in 30 days, because also you're required to file your report, what you made or what you've not made, what you raised, I should say. And this is, it's sort of like a poker game. Up till now, we've been playing poker and there's a lot of down cards, five card stud, one card down. Now you turn over your bottom cards and everybody can see what you really had. And if you haven't raised much money, like some of the people, especially in the Democratic Party, you're going to fall by the wayside. On the other hand, if you unexpectedly see somebody in the Democrat side who's done better than you thought, they're going to get a big bump out of it, Dick.
It might be fait accompli. The fact is, unfortunately, Senator Nan Rich, who I personally like a lot, but as Lou said, if she hasn't raised any money, you can't go back and redo Walker Lawton in 1970 when he walked across the state of Florida and became United States Senator. You can't do that anymore. You need several $1 million to get some just minimal name recognition. Alex Sink has said she's not out totally, but she's not in. And if you don't get in and raise some money, and then this Charlie Crist shows up, and he's the only person on the bench that you can call, the coach can call in. So we might end up with Charlie Crist because we don't have another candidate.